Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
On my Instagram story, I said, hey, if you guys pick a number 1 through 500 and you get it, I'll give $50 to the first three people. Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to get on. I do see 2 winners so far.
Really?
What?
I thought nobody was going to get it.
And I told the show what the number was before I did it, but I had to go all the way back to the beginning. There's a lot of 69 guesses, and it's not 69.
Yeah, that would be too obvious.
But I had to go all the way back to the beginning because it was the first three to get it. And there's so many people that did this. So I'll keep looking at the end of this, but I know I have 2 winners so far. But everybody knows the number.
Yes,
so
I do not.
It was not a game.
I sent my number in, though.
What number did you pick?
444.
That's not it.
Dang it.
You didn't hear the number?
No, I wasn't in here.
Were you not? Or were you just not listening?
I don't think he was in here.
Oh,
I have no idea.
But that's on my Instagram story, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to take a shot at it. I think it probably goes away in the next hour or so. I think somebody gets it. I mean, there are 100,000 people who have replied to this thing.
It's crazy.
I mean, sometimes I only get 5,000 likes on a picture.
It's free money, though,
I got 1.2 million followers, and I'm like, dang, that picture must have sucked. But I would get $50 out a few times, and man, I may do this a few times all leading up to the holiday.
Let me guess again.
I
literally have no idea
what's
the
your second guess?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Let me do some
four,
segments
five,
here.
Six.
Let me do some segments here. Let's talk to T-Dub in Wichita, Kansas, who is on the phone. Hey, T-Dub, what's going on?
Yo, Bobby, it's your boy T-Dub from Wichita, Kansas. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
Hey, I got a question for you, man. I need to know, how does Mike D know everything every time you answer him a question? It's like having your own Siri in the back of your pocket.
Yeah, Mike D is my Siri or my Alexa for sure. I mean, Mike D is with me the most. Mike D has traveled with me the most, has lived with me. I mean, he's basically, you know, the mirror, hopefully, of what I'm thinking. And a lot of times I'm like, hey, Mike, what would I do here? And it's like, you'd do this. And I'm like, all right, cool, thanks. Especially if I'm exhausted. But yeah, that's a good point. Mike D is basically the person who knows almost as much about me as I do. Mike, do you have any answer to T-Dub here? What would you like to say?
I think just over the years I've gotten to know how you think. You could say something like, what's that vegetable thing that people make taste good? I'm like, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, and there's no other thing except I've probably mentioned that at some point, and Mike's got it all stored in his memory.
Well, and I also, he's the fastest Googler out of all of us. Like,
yeah,
he Googles sure. so
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, I Google a lot.
So if you were to Google what's Bobby thinking, the fastest vegetable, he would know. He'd also do that. But yeah, no, you're right. Mike D is an invaluable resource on this show, which also means valuable, by the way.
Invaluable?
Yeah, right? Doesn't it mean both?
I don't know.
Look that up. Invaluable would be more than valuable.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, invaluable.
Oh, like you can't put value to him because he's so amazing.
Mike, so tell me what invaluable means.
Extremely useful, indispensable.
See? Valuable and invaluable are basically the same thing, which is weird.
Interesting.
All right, T-Dub, thank you for that call.
I got to tell you.
Go ahead, buddy.
Thank you. No. I was just saying, I just got to say real quick, Amy, I absolutely love you. Eddie, I need you to say more of a come on. It's the most peaceful, most beautiful thing every time I hear you say, come on.
Come on.
I love hearing it. Love the show. It's your boy, T-Dub, calling from Wichita. I love you guys.
T-Dub!
Hey, T-Dub, you forgot to give me a in something, but whatever.
Hey, Lunchbox, I need you to brighten up a little bit. You got three beautiful babies. Stop being mean all the time and stop buying all them lotto tickets. They ain't getting you nowhere, homie.
Yeah, until I get rich, T-Dub!
All right, T-Dub.
It's your boy!
T-Dub! All right. See you later.
Love you guys.
All right. Hi.
Appreciate it, buddy. Abby says that a Virginia station played her version of the national anthem on their show.
Stop. Whoa, wow.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Virginia Beach?
Yes.
Yeah, US 106.1?
Uh-huh. But why?
Who told you this?
So a Navy veteran messaged me on Instagram, and he said they play it every day at noon on their station.
Yours?
Not mine. Oh. No, they play a different version every day, you know, like different artists.
Oh. Okay.
Or something. Yeah, mine every single day at noon.
We all like, what is happening?
Like, what are we...
But yeah, he said they played mine.
Did you reach out to the station to see if it's true?
Well, he said he's going to ask the DJ on there.
And which one?
Oh, shoot. I got to look.
We can probably call him and ask him ourselves.
Oh. What is it?
So they said, hey, here's Abby from the Bobby Bone Show.
Dave Parker?
Okay. Yeah, he runs the station there. Hey, Scuba, do you have Dave Parker's contact information?
Oh, my.
Yeah, you want to talk to him right now?
Yeah, if you can get him. We'll be on for a little bit, but if you can get him.
Yeah, I'll hit him up.
Well, it's weird. He said he looked down at the screen and it said Abby Anderson.
And it wasn't like, Abby Anderson, strange.
The other Abby Anderson.
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh.
Oh, it could be.
I mean, he said he thinks it was mine. And we're on there. Okay. I really think, no,
come on.
It's mine. We're going to go
You don't
that.
Think so, Lunchbox?
No, guys.
I didn't even think about the actual like, Abby Anderson artist.
He's not going to go find some random clip at a marathon or whatever in our studio. They're going to get a professional Star Spangled Banner rendition. They're not going to have Abby the phone screener on their radio. This is not a make-a-wish. This is like this is a real okay. radio station.
We need T-Dub back. T-Dub!
I am just telling you, it is 100% Abby Anderson, the real singer.
They do live versions when they play it all the time, different ones.
Well, we'll get them on, hopefully.
But good ones.
If he's available. Let's see, what else do we have here? I thought Abby was great, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah,
just for the record.
Good enough to be singing like on their noon.
Yeah.
No, stop.
We talked on the show today, and you guys can go back and hear it in the show podcast, of a punishment Eddie's doing to his son right now because his son has bad grades, so Eddie's only letting him eat bologna sandwiches.
I like calling it a lesson more than a punishment.
Great. I'm down. And we had a lot of people call that are like, hey, we co-sign.
Yeah.
We had a social worker that we were like, oh, crap. And she was like, no, I think it's good. So, but that being said, you've been studying with him a lot.
Yes.
And you're exhausted.
Dude, I mean, and here's the rule, though, what I tell him. Like, hey, I'm over here on the couch watching basketball. If you need my help, I'm here.
Well, that's not you studying with him.
No,
that's you making yourself available as you watch sports.
Right, but what happens is he says, okay, Dad, I need your help. And then we go. And for as long as he needs me, I'm there at the kitchen table working with him.
Are you suffering from any sort of exhaustion?
I'm exhausted, dude. I'm having to memorize stuff with him. I'm having to work different problems with it. Dude, there's one thing. He's doing social studies, and I had to find out where different rivers were on the world map. That was crazy because I didn't know what I was talking about, so I had to Google. I'm tired.
Have you done anything where you're like, I'm just so tired?
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday, I left the studio, and I was like, I need to get lunch. So I go to Wendy's, and I get myself a burger. I order it, and I go up to the window. I pay for it, and then I go home. And when I get home, I get my backpack out of the car, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot my food at the Wendy's.
Oh, you paid for it and then drove off?
Yes. Did I just split? I'm like, what is happening? So I had to go back and get my burger, and they were all there at the window, like three ladies laughing, like, we were wondering if you were going to come back.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm tired. Been studying exams all week.
It's finals week.
Hey, Ray, these calls that are coming in, are they for us?
I believe. Yeah.
Just right? Answer them. Answer them. No screen.
No screen.
Yeah. Let's see who's on the phone. Hello.
Hey, just put the phone down real quick. All right, roll it.
Yeah, well, roll it. We're live.
Do it live. Do it live.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. Who's this?
This is Quentin Goss from Boise, Idaho.
What's up, buddy? It's Bobby Bones.
Hey, so I was listening to your segment yesterday with the Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like you guys missed out on the Adam Sandler like animated Christmas movie.
Which one?
I see that thing. I don't know the name, but if you guys have never seen it, I definitely. I know. I'm dropping the ball here, but you guys should definitely check it out. It's definitely one of my favorites.
Hold on a second. I'll ask Mike. What? Eight Crazy Nights. Is that
it? That's what it's called.
Yeah. What's happening in Boise today? Boise.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's Boise.
Boise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, nothing much. It's just it's snowing. It's dumping right now, but. I work construction, so I'm working out in the snow all day.
Wow.
You have good socks?
I'm wearing like three pairs of socks, yeah.
Nice. Hey, been there, buddy. Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate that call. Thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see you later. We're also going to try to, again, get in touch with Dave at US 1061 to see if Abby's has been played, her national anthem. Spider-Man No Way Home earns the best reviews of Tom Holland's superhero trilogy with a score of 94%.
Wow.
Which comes out this weekend, and Mike D is going to go on Saturday. Morgan, this seems like something you'd be up for, too.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have tickets?
Yeah, I'm going tonight.
On Thursday night?
Yeah, it comes out, so like it's always officially released on Friday, but it goes out on Thursday.
Okay, hey, Mike D.
Bigger fan.
Wow. Hey, Mike D.
I can't go to a movie on a work night. It's stressing me out.
Hey, Movie Morgan's
got it! Movie Morgan's movie podcast!
She's going to have a review tomorrow.
Wow.
What time is your showing?
7:30.
Oh, you can go at 7:30, Mike D? Come on!
No.
Mike, what do you have to say for yourself?
Late. I can't do a work night. I won't enjoy it as much.
Fair.
Yeah, I understand.
No.
Did you tell Mike you were going early?
Yeah, he didn't really say anything, though. He just kind of left it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anything about the movie going into it.
I would check your brakes before you go.
He's mad at me. Well, I'm going, so because I'm leaving this weekend, my boyfriend and I have been seeing all the Marvel movies together, so we had to watch it before we left town.
And he's not going to Kansas? No. And you guys are still together, I hear that.
We are still together.
That's good.
All right. Great.
Yep. I didn't know that Tom Holland and the girl, they're like officially dating.
Yeah, Zendaya?
Yeah, Zendaya.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was rumored. People thought it for a long time, but they just never said it. But then finally, I think they got caught kissing in a car or something, and then they went on a red carpet together.
I mean, that's natural, right? When you're the love interest in a movie and all you do is just like...
I think they were dating before that, though.
Oh, no, from the last Spider-Man.
No, you're thinking maybe Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone dated during...
Not thinking of them. Thinking of Zendaya and Tom Holland.
That's new, dude.
How new?
I mean...
Yeah, how new?
They were... In the last Spider-Man, they were in love. Like, he loves her.
And they were already dating.
No.
Hey, my sources say yes.
Okay, maybe you knew behind the scenes.
My sources say yes. And my sources, I don't mean to brag, but the internet.
Okay.
Let's grab another call, Ray. We can do it unscreened. Just see what people have to say. Hello. Oh, we lost him. Hello.
Hello.
This is Bobby. Who's this?
Hey, this is Christina.
What's up, Christina?
How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
Is why do you always say you do 5 to 5.5 hours of radio? But I live here locally, and so sometimes I listen in the car a lot, and an earlier segment will be replayed. And then when I listen to the podcast later, it's only like about an hour, hour and a half. So how do you come up with 5.5 hours of radio?
Because we're here mostly. You just have to sit in the same place for 5 hours. Back in the day, I guess it used to be a real. I guess we'd also say 6.
But they also don't see what we do not on air.
True. Like commercials for an hour and a half before the show.
Or every song that's played, we're working
on a good point.
Multiple things. Or there's always liners and, commercials and different things we do for different markets.
Did a countdown this morning
for
New Year's and Christmas. That's probably why. I think I've been saying that for so many years now. But I would say, if I were being honest, I do 8 hours a day. When it comes to putting the show together, being here, being on the air. So I'm going to start saying that. I do 8 hours of radio a day.
It's a full day's work.
It is a full day's work. Yeah. Let me take that back.
It's not the same.
My stepdad, Arkansas Keith, he worked at a sawmill. That was real work.
Yeah.
This is, although it is at times exhausting because of the schedule of the job, it is not real. It is real work, but it is not on the same level as that work.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah, but that's probably why. Appreciate that call. And you guys can call us now, too, if you want. We don't give a crap. 877-77-BOBBY. Although I do have to go in a few minutes because I have to do a press tour today for New Year's Eve special. So I sit at home on my laptop, and they just patch me into different news stations, CBS affiliates. And sometimes I forget. You just do so many, and they're exactly the same, that you start to say the same thing over. Sometimes I say the same thing twice in the same interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm like a broken record. So a good broken record, I do my little spiel on each station. A bad broken record is I do the spiel twice on the same station. And they're like, you just said that.
Yeah.
I know.
I know I did.
Duh, funny, huh? Just making sure funny. You're listening.
Mm-hmm. But you guys can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. We do mention that countdown. I just did a year-end countdown. I don't know if it runs over 2 weeks or not. But we're playing back a lot of performances that were really cool this year. And when I do these countdowns, you actually see how many people came in and performed. And like we've got a really cool Morgan Wallen performance, which was early in the year, which is on the countdown. What are you doing on the female show?
We're playing back a few different performances, but that's, I mean, kind of similar.
Yeah.
But obviously on a smaller scale.
This woman is undateable. She has two big tattoos, one of Ted Bundy, one of Jeffrey Dahmer.
What?
Yeah, I'd say she's undateable.
Why would she have those?
Because she's crazy?
I mean, other than the tattoo, she's pretty attractive.
Really?
Okay. Let me Google.
Why does she have those tattoos?
This is
from
the New York Post. Her name is Brittany Chamberlain. She's 28 years old. She has work down her left arm, above her right hip, and down her right leg. On her thigh, she has a portrait of the late serial killer and rapist Ted Bundy with the quote that reads, "I don't feel guilty for anything. I feel sorry for people who feel guilt."
Whoa. He said that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Just below that lies her favorite piece, which shows a portrait of the late serial killer and cannibal Jeffrey Dahmer, who murdered 17 men and boys from the 70s to the 90s. Mm. He said, if you can't beat them, eat them.
Oh, my gosh.
He said that? Mm-hmm.
So if you met somebody and she was great, would you?
You can't do it, man.
Would this be a deal breaker?
You can't do it.
I know. I mean,
oh, wow.
You're like, and you have to tell her, too. Like,
oh,
you're
hot.
Awesome. Like,
right?
She's hot, dude.
So if you're single and you meet her, Lunchbox.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I'd spend a couple nights, but I don't think I could date her. A
couple nights, you may not make it.
She might eat you. And she doesn't feel
But she has a dog in her picture.
She might murder you.
Look at her, Eddie. She's a hottie.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Hey, mm-hmm. I want to put on, because we do have him, and I don't want to miss and waste too much of his time here. I do want to put on Dave Parker from US 1061 in Virginia Beach. Ray, can we get him on? There he is. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bobby?
Hey, really good. Thank you for spending a few minutes with us. I know we just kind of called you out of the blue.
Sure. Yeah.
So somebody reached out to Abby, our phone screener, and said that you played her version of the national anthem on your radio station.
Yes, it actually was her. No, you know, it's funny. Oh. There have been quite a few people who have messaged in and wanted to know about the Abby Anderson confusion, but it was actually Abby Anderson, the country singer, who you had
Take that ego down a little bit there, Abby. Abby thinks she's getting played on the radio. Do you understand how this has gone to her head, people? Like, this is ridiculous. Finally, hey, shut that ego down. You're not that good.
Okay, let's let Dave talk for a second. So, Dave, you're saying it's Abby Anderson, the singer.
It's Abby Anderson, the singer. But I tell you what, if your Abby would like to record the national anthem, I will be more than happy to play that in one of the biggest military towns on the planet.
Really? Well, I mean,
absolutely.
I already. So I sang it at the St. Jude race here. The marathon.
The audio was bad.
No, it wasn't.
Record it. Yeah.
I'll do it. Let's go. Oh my. This is awesome. Thanks, Dave.
So,
absolutely.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
It has now turned into a make-a-wish.
No one's excited.
No, it's not a make-a-wish.
Like he's doing this out of pity. He's like embarrassed for her, thinking she was on the radio, telling her family, hey, guess what? They're playing my national anthem on the radio, and they weren't. And she has been bragging to people. She's joining like acapella groups at our Christmas party. Guys, it has gone too far.
Okay, so it has not gone too far. But Dave, can we have your word that if it's not good, you won't play it? So if you do play it, it means you think it is worthy of getting airtime.
No, I think if it's not good, that makes it even better.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, then. That's going to be great.
I think since Hope Springs Eternal, this has been the big buildup, we're definitely going to play it.
Okay, Abby, so you'll record a version.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you can sing. I don't know why Lunchbox is being such a hater. You're a good singer.
Well, I mean, he's
she is
bringing
not
me down.
Radio quality, guys. She is not Abby
Are you?
Anderson. No, I never said I was.
No, as a talker.
Absolutely. I can talk with the best of them. But she is
with
not an artist.
I didn't say I was an artist.
No, that's what I'm saying. Artists get played on the radio because they're good. You're getting played on the radio because of pity.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Abby, from Lunchbox.
Oh, man.
Wow. Hey, Dave, thank you. We appreciate you hopping on with us and explaining the situation and also giving us something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This will be
guys.
Cool.
All right. Look forward to hearing it, Abby.
Thank you, Dave. You're awesome.
Dave Parker from US.
Like, I like Abby, guys. I like Abby, but.
Are you sure?
You don't sound like it, ever.
I do like Abby, but some people have to tell the truth. You guys are doing this, and it's embarrassing.
We're enablers, is what you're saying?
Yes, you're enablers.
Ray, do you have the clip of her singing at the St. Jude Radiothon?
Yeah, it's a quick clip.
Marathon.
Ready oh, yeah, it? Marathon, thank you. Yeah, I just want to hear it again for my own ears.
All right.
That's
what
not
in
true.
The world?
That's
hilarious.
That's Roseanne singing at Wrigley Field.
That was a Scuba Steve joke.
Okay.
Hilarious.
I really have a clip. Here you go.
I actually was going to fight for her then. I was like, she must have been. Okay, go ahead. Great.
What's up, Lunchbox?
Guys,
no, I'm just waiting.
It is fine for Abby, the phone screener. It is not good enough for an artist level to be played on the radio. That's what I'm saying. Like, if she wants to go out to a little grocery store in her hometown and sing, fine. But she's not good enough to be played on the radio, or else she'd have a record deal.
Okay.
Some people who play on the radio don't have a record deal.
Who?
I program a lot of women of our country who don't have record deals quite yet.
And they get on the radio. Why? Because they're really good. You would not put... Abby is not good enough to be on the women of iHeart Country.
But all I'm doing is saying that point
or
is
like,
wrong.
Back in the day, you brought Chris Jansen in. He didn't have a record deal. Right?
And a lot of people who didn't have who have record deals now didn't have record deals at one point.
Okay, guys, if you're going to be honest, you want to do honest truth? Is Abby good enough to have a record deal?
No.
Thank you.
But that's not what this is about.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It's not about someone getting
a
record deal.
Is she on the same level of those women that are on the women of iHeart Country? No.
But that's not the question here.
Yeah, this is not what this...
This is not comparing her to country stars.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why...
Abby, go ahead.
I'm so angry at him. That's not what this is about at all. They play the national anthem every day on that station at noon.
Yes, and
the fact that you
got played out of the random, like you were so good, they heard it, like, we got to play it.
No, they play live versions all the time.
But that's
the
what
ones
I'm saying.
Every day.
You think you're good enough.
Okay.
They heard
I've
the
had
version.
Enough.
That
I've had enough.
They
I've
were
had
like,
enough.
Oh,
Abby, we're going to do this.
Thank you.
It reminds me of my house.
Physically.
It does?
Jeez, man. I hear this all day with the kids.
Literally.
No, I literally am just trying to tell you guys that you got to just tell her the truth sometimes. She literally thought...
Okay, no, we're done talking about this.
Bye.
No, we're done.
Can I just
say... We're done talking about this.
One more question.
What?
No more questions.
It's not a question, though.
No more questions. Amy.
Yes.
A note I had written down to change the subject here. You watched the boy band Con?
Yeah, the Lou Pearlman story.
What platform is that on?
YouTube. Don't even know why it like came on my radar to put it on while I was cooking dinner, but I did, and I knew he had done something shady because he went to jail and then he died in jail, but like I didn't realize how badly he had screwed over NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Like he had them working like hard, and then Lance Bass said that he had this. They were going to get their first check ever, and Lou was like, "We're having a dinner. It's going to be your first check party. I'm going to give everybody a check." And like Lance, him and his mom were like, "Oh my gosh!" Like,
had they been super successful at that first check party?
Yes, like they NSYNC had made it. They were touring, going crazy. I mean, in the beginning, it was a grind for sure, but they were working like 365 days of this year, like whether they were rehearsing or on the road or doing a performance. Recording, they were working. So they sit down at dinner, you know, Justin Timberlake, all the people, and they open up the envelope.
each band member got $10,000. I mean, they thought they were bracing themselves for, is it going to be like
million.
A million, millions, yeah. each of us? And that when they opened it up, they were like, they all, I mean, they sought legal help. They got attorneys in on it. They started looking over the contract and they realized they had signed a shady deal. And then they were, but they found a loophole and then they were able to get out of it. But
they never got the money, though. They got out of the deal, but they never got all that money.
Yeah, but then they were able, that's when they put out No Strings Attached, which was literally a metaphor of, like, we're no longer attached to Lou, and we can now make money.
And you're doing this No Strings dance while she's going, we can make money.
Like a puppet?
Yeah. Yes. Bye, bye, bye. But I just was like, and how he wasn't even in the boy band business. He wasn't even in the music business. He was in an airplane business, which you learn was totally... like just a front, sort of, wasn't as successful as he made it out to be. And then he was flying someone that was talking about the music business and how you can make money. And he was like, oh, I think I could do that. So he started putting together these boy bands.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, LFO.
He did all those?
Oh, he did a lot of them. Yeah.
There's more. I can't remember all those names. He even put together a girl group. One of the girls in there, but all these people come in, and some of the moms, for this documentary and share their side of the story and just how, like, cool it was at first and awesome. But then it just immediately went toxic and horrible, and they
So what did he get arrested for? What
money
fraud, laundering, fraud. So he had set up a sort of like a pyramid scheme too. He was having people invest in his company. So these old people were taking like their retirement funds, and they were like, "Well, this guy must be credible. He's the founder of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. There's no way I won't make money." And so they thought they were a part of like boy band history, and their money was just gone.
Scuba Steve, I feel like you're from Orlando. You would know about this.
Yes, Lou Pearlman is a very sick individual.
Dead now, was.
Dead now, yeah.
Did you ever meet him?
Never in person, nobody.
Scuba was in a boy band. We find it right now. It's always a new story.
He hung out at
it was
Lou's
like,
house.
Yes, I was in a group called Righteous Men. And, yes, go ahead.
But he'd be at Club Paris, which is also a very synonymous part within the storyline, where he'd always be up there in the balcony. You'd see him, and, oh, Lou Pearlman, he's so cool. But then when you hear the stories about what he did, it's just not so cool at all.
You never met him?
Never met him in person, though. Just would see him up at the balcony.
Oh, and then there's like other abuse allegations that are
there's a lot of those
wild
too.
In there. Yeah. But you know who has his back the whole time is Aaron Carter. He's in the he's in this documentary, and he's like, I don't know why people are saying anything about Lou. Like, he changed my life, and I don't know. But he also, I don't know.
I was like, I don't think Aaron Carter's the.
Well, he was the one kind of standing up for him. But they all were kind of on the fence. I think they felt this weird position of like, he really was a great guy, but then he's also awful. So, weird. Check it out if you're bored.
Guess number 1 through 100. If you get it, I give you, let's see how much money.
I have. You are feeling.
Come on,
given
let's go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's
go.
It's all the money you want.
Hundy, 42.
I got a hundy.
Give it to me.
Okay. 33.
Hold on. No, we'll do it one at a time. Lunchbox.
42.
68. No 100 for you.
And if it has to land on your number?
Yeah. Amy.
33.
19.
Two.
Eddie.
1.
That was stupid, Eddie.
12.
Oh, so close. Closer than you guys.
Morgan.
77.
26.
Dang.
Oh. Ray.
He doesn't gamble.
Ray. It's not gambling. None of his money's at risk.
58.
One hit.
Oh, that's
yeah, funny. But that was stupid, Lunchbox.
My God. You didn't win.
47.
That was what I said.
Well, watch a hit.
17.
Thank goodness.
I'd have been Scuba.
Give me Shaquille O'Neal, number 32.
46. Okay, so that goes back in. However,
we play again.
One more chance.
And on your Instagram, you have a chance.
Yeah. $20, the 1 through 10 dice.
Okay,
got it. Oh, I like it.
And 0 would be 10. Okay. But, Lunchbox.
8. Yeah! Yeah! Yeah, give it to me, baby! Let's go!
Hold on, sit down. Go! Where are you going?
6.
Sit down.
I smile like I won.
Exactly, he always 6. Does that.
Amy.
8.
3. Eddie?
Bones, let's go for the repeat. Give me another 3. Let's go, baby!
9.
Oh, you lost.
Morgan.
5.
2.
Ay, ay, ay.
30. Ray.
Well, that's gambling.
8.
7.
Dang it!
Oh, it's so close.
Mike.
4.
4.
1. Scuba.
Stephon Marbury, number 3.
What? 9. All right.
Wow, number. I guess 3-2, Scuba, and it was 9.
Well, nobody wins any cash today.
You want to do another one? 1 through 5 for a dollar?
I don't have any more. I have $100 and a $20 bill.
Let's do the 100 through 1 through 10.
I can wager my YMCA card.
Oh my gosh, all the people addicted to betting
for a
are
month.
Like...
For a month? I love it.
All right, that's it for today, you guys. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the post show, and we'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.